Greetings, team, and welcome back. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Badass Unscripted. This episode is about finding your own way. When you're coaching, one of the most common questions you get is, what is the best way to blank? And again, I'm of the opinion that if Scrum and Agile were to be the kind of thing where it's just more prescriptions, more process, more standard operating procedures, then it's really not Agile, is it? The idea is to be able to pivot and flex and turn on a dime in a way that supports the team, the unique characteristics of the team, the unique characteristics of the project, the unique characteristics of all the individuals within the team. So when you think of an example of story writing, when we get dogmatic about as a blank, I want to blank so I can blank. So we then, like, we observe people who then start writing stories for setting up a server. They're like, as an admin user, I need to set up a server so I can have a server. That's useless. That doesn't do anything. There was no point in writing the statement in that matter. Sometimes you just need to set up a server. So we get super dogmatic about how we do that stuff. We actually create more overhead and crush any possibility of supercharging productivity. Creating doctrine in and of itself is useless. What you want to create is habits. So that prior example of story format is about creating habits that will create consistency, but sometimes those habits, and even the objective of consistency itself, is not what you need. What you need to do as a team is figure out the habits that will help you. So trust me, as teams are sitting down trying to write stories in the as a blank I want to blank format, they'll very quickly, you'll see the puzzled looks on their faces where they're like, why are we doing this? This doesn't make sense. I don't understand why we would write a story like this. When the story has got nothing to do with user value, well, in that case, don't use it. Listen, this is true of everything that you do. If you've taught teams how to do definition of done, definition of ready, if you've told them how to write stories, if you've told them how to split stories, if you've told them how to organize their sprints, like sometimes testers won't be, you know, end, like if we think of acceptance testing, or if you think about performance or stress testing, they can't possibly be done within the sprint, or at least for now. So figure out what works for you. And the only way to do that is by experiment. So first principle of Agile is eliminate upfront planning. And yet what's the first thing we do when we stand up new teams is we say, let's come up with our definition of done. Let's come up with our definition of ready. Let's figure out our sprint cadence. Let's figure out who the teams are and where they sit. Those things are important to figure out and arrive at eventually, but they're not the kinds of things that you should ruminate and philosophize over in advance of actually trying something. So put a stake in the ground and say, well, this will be our story format. Put a stake in the ground and say, this will be our default story size. This is how we'll estimate. This is how we'll do definition of done. This is the day we'll do demo on. And then be prepared to move all of it through learning. That's the whole idea. So when people ask me, what is the best way to, the answer should always be, well, in my experience, based on what I've observed about your team, I feel like for you, this might work best. But be prepared that may be completely wrong. I feel like the greatest value you can add as a coach or a leader is when people ask you, what is the best way when they're first getting started? Shortcut that upfront planning for them by making a recommendation based on your experience. What is the best fit for this kind of team, most likely? Recommend something and then let them try it and immediately let them change it. So every time someone asks me what's the best way to do something, I'll say, in my experience, it's this. However, you have to find your own way. So let them try it for a day or two. Don't let them go six sprints. Now, one might argue that, well, if it's not the right way, it'll come up in retrospective. Don't be so sure. A lot of times when you as a coach bring a recommendation, the last thing they're going to want to do is say, you know what, we took your advice and we don't like it. So you have to encourage your teams that, although I'm giving you a recommendation right now, I really want you to try that as a kickoff. And then I want you to modify it and adapt it to the behaviors and performances of your specific team. If it doesn't work for you, I want you to change it. I want you to try something else, throw it in the wastebasket and pick something new. This is how teams get powerful. And this is why so many organizations resist transformation, because expansion through the org by standardization, it's not always a great idea. It doesn't allow teams the flexibility and creativity to find things that work for them and to implement and execute them as they see fit for maximum performance. There's something for you to think about. Guys, always a pleasure. Don't forget, on Instagram, I'm at @BadassAgile. Find me on Twitter at @Badass_Agile and on the web at worldwideweb.badassagile.com. please reach out with your comments and questions. Always love hearing from you guys. Talk to you soon.